Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Pastor George is back for day number what?
This is day number 214 of our teaching on prosperity.
Of prosperity teaching. George, you ought to be prosperous.
I am. I'm a prosperous man. I'm a prosperous grandfather. I'm just prospering, spirit, soul, body.
And you just put the word out so everybody
socially,
else can prosper.
Great things are happening in
Church
our lives.
Church is prospering.
We're enjoying life and enjoying Jesus. I'll tell you.
I'm so thankful.
And it's getting better and better all the time.
The more you know to enjoy, the more you can enjoy.
Yep. We are. We are. Hallelujah. Well, Gloria, I'm so glad that we're on the broadcast together. You know, you said to me, this was in 2011 when we started teaching on prosperity. And I said, you know, you just can't exhaust the subject of prosperity. You said, let's try.
You're doing a great job.
So we're trying to exhaust, and there is no exhausting the subject of prosperity.
So this is day
214, day 214. And today,
amazing, George. You're a walking prosperity book.
Well, I've had some really good teachers, you know. Well, you and Kenneth have been you have been outstanding in my life, and I just so appreciate what you have deposited into my life. And how my life has been completely changed by this message. And you know, you and Kenneth, Brother Copeland, you two are really, you're something else. You are.
Well, we don't know for sure what else.
You are something else. I mean, just seeing the way you operate in your faith and the integrity that you walk
in,
the love for people and the compassion for people that you have, and you are a constant example not only to me but to all of our family. All of the kids.
We have a great family.
We really do.
And nobody's mad.
No, and for instance, I was thinking about Jenny, one of Kelly's daughters, and she's getting ready to start an orphanage in Greece. I was thinking about Jeremy and Sarah and how they are just launched out onto their ministry. And Cody and Aubrey and what they're doing, and just all of them,
awesome,
of the family.
Isn't it, that they've, no rebellion in this family.
And it's the Word of God that has been taught by Kenneth and Gloria to us.
Praise God.
Is now being passed down to our children's children. That's where it's going. And really, you know, Aubrey's daughters, Eileen and Kaylin, they love watching Wichita Slim. They so enjoy Wichita Slim.
We'll have to tell Ken about that.
Oh man. And what was it? The other day we saw Kenneth on TV and Kaylin said, that's my papa.
Did she?
So they are trained to love the Lord with all of their hearts. They're trained in the Word of God.
Love the family.
Kenneth had a word for Kaylin at her baby dedication. Baby dedication. And talked about Kaylin and Eileen.
She's the baby. Kaylin.
Yeah, she's the baby. And she will be turning three here very soon, or she's already turned three. But Eileen, who's her older sister, she's five. Well, Kenneth prophesied over the two of them and called them the healing sisters.
Praise God.
So we just.
That will be interesting.
We just fortify that. We just nurture that. We just talk to them about that and just talk to them about what they're going to be doing. And they listen to the word every night.
Praise
you know,
God.
The girls had been with us for a week or so, and we have this Peaceful Praise CD that
Kelly's.
We played. It's yours.
Oh.
You and Kenneth.
Oh, okay.
And there's music, and then you and
I'm
Kenneth
not singing,
read scripture.
Am I?
You not on this one.
Good.
So, and we play it for them every night, and they're hearing you speak the word into their lives, and they have their faith is growing.
That's awesome, isn't it?
It's developing. Now, we're talking about that. We're talking about no more limits. No more limits. It's time to break through. The Lord has given us some big assignments here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, at the church, and He's giving you big assignments too. If you're daring enough, if you're willing enough to take those, to break through whatever limitations there are, and to enlarge your capacity to receive everything that God has set before us. And we're learning how to do that.
Praise God.
Yesterday on the broadcast, we began talking, Gloria, about the principle of total immersion. That's what you and Kenneth did when Kenneth was at ORU and you were listening to Brother Hagin going over to his place for the 10-day seminars. Those 10-day seminars were catapulting you into your ministry. You were totally immersed.
That's
and I'll
right.
tell you, the
we
more...
We did not miss.
You didn't miss any of them.
Ice on the road, we just slipped our way over there.
sliding
We had
all
to have
the, way
the
there.
Word. Hallelujah.
Well, that... I'm convinced that those 10-day seminars expedited and accelerated your stepping out into ministry.
It was a foundation.
It was the very foundation for it. I would dare say
sure
also
foundation.
That, yeah, and I would dare say that had you not done that, it would have taken you a lot longer.
That's right.
But the Lord spoke to you in 1967.
But He had us there at that
He
time.
Had you there. Mm-hmm. He had you there.
In Tulsa.
And it was available to you. Many people miss this. There'll be meetings taking place and they don't go. For whatever reason, they don't go. And we don't realize our lives, our faith, are built upon one message on top of the other, on top
That's
of the
right.
other, on top of the other, until those messages grow on the inside of us. I remember hearing one time about Brother Hagin telling this story. And he was preaching somewhere and he was preaching on Mark 11:23. And he said, a man came up to him and said, when are you going to move off of Mark 11:23? And Brother Hagin looked at him and said, when you get it.
That's right. That's
so
right.
This word has to be preached and preached and preached and preached until we get it, until it lodges down on the inside. And we have to become what we're talking about today, single-minded.
Oh, amen.
We have to become single-minded
we have to let the
on the Word of God.
Renew our mind and tell
yes.
it how to think, what to say. And you'll come out.
What does the word?
The curse.
We use the phrase a lot. What does the word say about that? Mm-hmm. What does the word say about that? We'll be watching the news, and we'll just speak to whatever situation
there is,
and we'll say, "There's an awakening for that. There's an awakening for that. There are things going on right now in all parts of the country."
Or you might bind the strong man. You might bind the devil in a certain situation.
Or pray for those individuals. I mean, you have to approach.
We have power to bind and loose.
When you are immersed in something, you become what you are immersed in. When you are single-minded on something, you are single-minded on what you become immersed in. And I like the fact that we are immersed around here in the Word of God.
Oh, yeah.
I like the fact that we talk faith around this place.
Thank God.
We talk faith in our families. We don't submit to sickness, disease, poverty, lack, but we submit to the Word of God.
I think, George, there's about 36 maybe, children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're all well.
Yep.
And they all love God.
Yep.
And they just, you know, not one rebellion.
That's
Why?
Right.
Because they were raised in the Word of God.
They were raised in the Word.
Glory to God.
Yes.
To God be the glory.
So we've learned, and I learned this a long time ago. I learned this from you and Kenneth a long time ago about becoming single-minded on the Word of God. And the scripture mm-hmm. for that is James 1:5-8. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. That gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not,
Hallelujah.
And it shall be given him.
It's available.
It's available. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Nothing wavering.
That's right.
For he that wavers is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Says there, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. One time we were in the dining room over at the headquarters building having lunch with a group of people, you and Kenneth, and Terry and myself and several others. And so during this lunch, Kenneth got up. He was going to go get something to drink or something. And he had his Bible open to this chapter. And I looked over there over into his Bible. And he had written down there next to the phrase, it says, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. A single-minded man is stable in all
amen.
Of his ways.
That's right.
A single,
stable
on the Word of God. So this right here, this principle of total immersion, becoming single-minded. I am single-minded on the vision that we've been given by the Lord for this ministry. I'm single-minded on the things that Terry and I are believing for and actively. There are things, Gloria, that we declare every single morning.
Praise God.
Every morning. Every morning we say this to each other. We declare the Word of God. Yes. We begin,
the
day with the Word of God. We'll say, and we've been saying this for several years now, I'll say, we are expecting our greatest blessing ever today.
Amen.
Because great grace is upon us all. We have victory over death. We have a manifestation of the love of God. We declare the glory of the Lord over this day, the manifested Amen. Presence of God, the manifested goodness of God, the manifested power of God. And we'll just go on
That's
and
in
on
you in
and
abundance.
On. It is, and it's in me, and it's popping out. It's coming out from me. I have tithers rights. We are tithers.
Yeah.
And we declare the windows of heaven are open over us and the blessing is pouring out.
Amen.
We rebuke the devourer. God has rebuked the devourer for our sake.
We owe no man anything but to love him.
Owe no man anything.
No debt.
No debt whatsoever. So we are, when you become single-minded on the Word of God, it takes your attention off the doubt, it takes your attention off the lack, and it puts it right back where it should be, on God's Word. A person who stays single-minded on the Word will enlarge their capacity to receive from God. That's what happens.
Amen.
That's what happens.
Hallelujah.
And a couple of days ago, Glory, we talked about Caleb. And in Numbers 14:24, it says, "But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, had followed me
That's
fully."
That's where the blessing is.
That's
There's
it right there.
Levels of blessing.
Yes.
But when you do that fully, there's no limit.
He followed me fully. He followed me fully. Him will I bring into the land wherein he went, and his seed shall possess it.
Amen.
Caleb, Gloria, is an example to us of faith. I mean, when you think about Caleb, you think about a man who was just focused, totally focused. Before they went into the land, he was focused. That's what God said. That's what God said. Caleb stayed single-minded on the Word for 45 years.
Hallelujah.
45 years, this man would not let go. I call it bulldog faith.
Mm-hmm.
He bit down on the vision and would not let go of it until it was time to go into the land.
Praise God.
And I read from Joshua chapter 14. You have those scriptures there mm-hmm. before you on your paper. From Joshua 14, this is about Caleb. And it says, he says, "I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me to Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought back word to him as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren who went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God." He was focused.
Amen.
Focused, focused, focused on the Word of God. And it says in verse 10 and 11, "And now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive."
So the Lord knew what he was, of course.
Yeah.
That's why he sent him.
That's right. That's why he sent him.
And he ended up in the archives of heroes.
We're talking about him on worldwide television
yes,
right
amen.
Now. Caleb. And so these 45 years, think about that, Gloria. Standing in faith for 45 years. You know what comes...
I like that says, "And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive as he said these 45 years."
Mm-hmm.
Now listen, get this part.
Okay.
"Ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses."
Ever since he spoke it.
Ever since he heard it.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Moses spoke it. He heard it. He stayed with it. Glory
Yeah, you
to
have
God.
To stay with this.
Oh, yeah.
You have to stay with this.
There'll
you have
be
to...
a lot of voices telling you things aren't working.
Exactly.
And you know, this thing on the news and that thing on the news and, our investments are not going to be any good. And
right.
No, we
right.
don't pay attention to that.
Mm-mm. No.
Well, our investments is in the kingdom of God, first of all. Then the other
yes.
things we do, that's just extra. But our main investment is in our tithing and our
that's
sowing.
It. That's
and
it.
And nothing in the world can affect that.
Can't touch it.
Can't stop
nope.
it. Can't diminish
nope.
it. It's there. And we nope. get the benefits of it.
And we stay so single-minded on that,
we
Gloria,
do.
That when you are single-minded and you become immersed in the Word of God and your faith begins to develop and grow on the inside, less and less will the doubt and the negativity affect
That's
you.
True.
You'll hear something and it'll roll off your back. I mean, it will just roll off your shoulders and it won't affect you. It won't bother you. On the contrary, you'll
right.
know exactly what to do. And my My quest is to become so full of the Word of God that anything that happens, my first response is, what does the Word say? My first response is whenever the devil tries to put the squeeze on you, the only thing that comes out of you is, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even my faith. That's what comes up and out of you. And that's one of the scriptures that we declare every day, Gloria.
Amen.
This is the victory that overcomes the world. Now listen to this about Caleb. Still here in verses 10 and 11, he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke His word to Moses, while Israel wandered in the desert, and now, here I am this day, 85 years old.
Hallelujah.
And yet I am as strong this day,
I like that a lot,
on the day that Moses sent me, just as my strength was then.
As on the
so,
day.
So, as on the, that's right.
Yeah.
And yet I am as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in.
Hallelujah.
I am so inspired by this man.
So he had supernatural strength.
He had supernatural strength, and he never took...
Because he was a word man.
He never took his eyes off the goal. He never took his eyes off the Canaan land, off the promised land. He just kept focused on it. He kept focused on it. You need to keep focused on whatever need that you might have. You keep focused on your debt freedom. You keep focused on paying off that car. You keep focused on coming into a place where you're not living from paycheck to paycheck, and you're not living from bill to bill, but you need to be focused on the fact that all of your bills are paid according to His riches and glory. I was doing bills the other day, Gloria, and there was once a time when I was doing bills, and I've done the bills at our household ever since. Terry's tried to fire me a couple of times, and she's taken it back, but she
just wouldn't quit.
I just kept going. But there were times when I'd have to sit and figure out, well, I can pay part of this now, and I can move that over to that month. And we've come into a place, Gloria, where every time we pay our bills, they're paid in full.
Hallelujah.
And one of the great thing about it is we don't owe on our house. We don't have some crazy mortgage on the house. That battle was won. You know, that comes to me right now. There are two things that you can order that will help you, that Gloria and I have taught on the broadcast. We did a series called 21 Days to Your Debt Freedom. And I'll tell you, if you're interested in getting out of debt and you want to get totally immersed, you get a hold of that.
There's
another one called How to Believe God for a House.
Yes, I remember.
And we did
that.
10 days of How to Believe God for a House. And you get those two things, you put them together, and you listen to that, and you get totally immersed in the Word. Whatever you do, get yourself single-minded and focused on the Word of God.
Those were great service.
Those were great things that you taught me, and then we taught them. In verse 12, this is the second page. Now therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day. Mm-hmm. For you heard in that day how the Anakim were there and that the cities were great and fortified. It's right here on the top of this. There we go. That's where we are.
I was looking at the word that that had inspired him.
Oh, the word that inspired him. Mm-hmm. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord said. The spirit of faith was all over this man. Yes, he's 85 years old, and he says, let me at him. I'm ready for war. I'm going to do whatever.
Yeah.
And I really, as I get older, Gloria, I aspire to be that way. I aspire.
You are that way, George.
I am that way. I aspire to continue to be that way.
In this script I'm reading, that's will is emphasized in italics. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord has said.
Yeah.
Well, the Lord will be with you as long as you're with Him, as long as you're acting on the Word.
The Lord will be with you. That's good, Gloria. As long as you be with Him. That's good.
It's a difference.
That's good.
Yeah, it is.
This verse 14, Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephthah, the Kenizzite, to this day, because he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel.
Hallelujah.
You know that I'm a Kenizzite?
No, I didn't. I didn't know that.
We're all Kenizzites around here.
Oh, I got it. I must be a real Kenizzite.
You're a real Kenizzite. Galatians 6:9 says in the Amplified, "Do not lose heart and grow weary and faint and acting nobly and doing right. For in due time and at the appointed season we shall reap if we do not loosen and relax our courage
and faint. Don't quit.
We need to be so focused on the Word of God to become immersed. And the more focused you are, the greater your faith will become.
That's right.
The stronger your faith will become. And in the last few minutes here, we'll just go down through some of these scriptures.
Okay.
Single-minded, Proverbs 4:20. My son, attend to my words. Consent and submit to my sayings.
Pay attention.
Do not let them depart from your sight. That's single-minded.
This is very important scripture here.
That's single-minded. I find that when Aubrey is correcting her girls, especially Kaylin, she will be correcting them and they'll try to look off. And Aubrey's saying, look at me, look at me. Look at me. Stay focused. That's what God's telling us.
Yeah,
look at me.
That's good.
Look at me. Keep your eyes on me. Here in verses 25 through 27 in Proverbs 4, let your eyes look right on with fixed purpose and let your gaze be straight before you. Consider well the path of your feet and let all of your ways be established and ordered aright. Do not turn aside from the right hand or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. In the Message translation, that verse 27 says, ignore all sideshow distractions.
I see that says ignore all sideshow, all distractions.
All distractions.
This says consent and submit to my words. Attend, give attention to my words.
Yep.
And instead of what the world says, the bank says, the news says, give attention to my word. You know, that's where victory is, George.
That's where it is.
If you don't give attention to His words, you're not going to walk in supernatural victory.
The
more you'll be moved off of it.
The more focused you are on the word,
that's right.
The more your capacity to receive will enlarge.
And the Lord, you know, dealt with us about giving the word of God
first place. And final authority.
And final authority.
Yep.
And those two things brought us victory. Whatever we've asked for, we might not have received it in 24 hours, but we received it.
Yes, ma'am.
We're living in it. We're riding in it. Yep. We're flying in it. We're wearing it. Whatever it was, we're driving it.
Flying it, wearing it. That's right.
Glory to God.
You stayed single-minded on the Word of God, and you are still single-minded.
We are, absolutely.
That's what I love about them so much.
We're not going to quit that.
My.
All right, so where are you here?
I think we're at the end of our teaching. Are we running out of time?
Don't get sidetracked.
Oh, look at that.
Don't get sidetracked. George and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.